What is up, Foundation Nation? It has been so long, so long,
so long
since I have created a podcast. I started creating a podcast, I think back in October. I created an episode and I had these great ideas of what I wanted to do with it. And then life kind of got in the way. And then I started thinking, is this the path I wanted to take with this podcast? And you know what? I've decided it wasn't. So what I really want to do is I want to take this podcast journey. I want to take this journey along with you. I want to take this journey with each of you in the Foundation Nation. I don't want to just be taking you from point A to point B. I want you to be in the driver's seat with me. Join me in helping me figure out what you guys want. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing a soft relaunch of our social media. I'm not going to be deleting anything, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of start back up with the Instagram and the Facebook. I fell way behind on doing that. First off, I always admit I'm horrible at social media. It is not my strong suit, and I will never, ever claim that it is. Because it's not. But, however, that does mean that it's going to force me to have to be a bigger part of that. And I know that's a big part of today's society, so I need to get back into that. So my goal now with this podcast is to bring you along. And with that relaunch, I'm going to be throwing out some survey ideas. I want to know what you guys want out of a podcast. If you're sitting here listening to the podcast thinking, you know, it'd be really cool if we talked about this. Awesome. That's what I want to know about. I don't care. Like everything, I want to be able to tie everything back into our foundation, which is Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus Christ in the Bible was the lamb slain from the foundation of this world. And so if he's going to be the lamb slain from the foundation of this world, he should be what our foundation is placed upon. You know, we should build our house upon the rock, not upon the sinking sand, right? And so that's going to be the guiding principle of everything that I want to bring to you through the Foundation Nation podcast, through our foundation Instagram, through our Facebook page, through what you guys receive whenever you think about Foundation Nation. And so with that, I'm really wanting to sit down and figure out what you guys want. And I want to interview you guys. That's a thing that I've been really, really thinking about. It was, I would like to interview. I want to bring our students in. I want to hook up the microphone to you guys, and I want to hear your heart from your mouth. I don't want to paraphrase what you guys have said here or there. I want to talk about experiences with you. And that could range from all sorts of things to stuff that goes on in church on a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a gym night or whatever we have going on. It could range from that. It could go to, hey, you want to talk about politics? I'll talk about politics. I'll try to stay as neutral as possible. That's just who I am. I try to stay as neutral as possible. I try to stay as biblical as possible about everything. But we can talk about politics if that's what interests you. We can talk about movies. We can talk about what's new in Christian music. We can talk about video games. I'm a big video game nerd. I love board games. I mean, if you've ever been in my office, you know, I've got Batman stuff. I've got Dragon Ball Z stuff. I've got some Halo stuff. I've got Star Wars stuff. You know, I'm a bit of a nerd, so we can sit here and talk about that stuff all day till our faces are blue. We can talk about all sorts of things. I just want to get you guys in here, get you in the seat, get you with a microphone, and let's talk, right? I think that's a really good starting point. I would like to expand upon that, and I want to talk to people within our church, people who have already lived more life than you guys have, who are willing to kind of help guide you into the next phase of life. Whether that phase be going from middle school to high school, or from high school to college, or from high school to full-time employment. Not part-time employment, get a real job. Just kidding. Kind of. Get a real job. But all of that being said, I would love to be able to sit down with, say, the mayor, your principals, you know, local business owners, everybody who talks about how their faith has been what's grounded them and where they got today based off of the effort and the work that they put in and the effort and work that they allowed Christ to move in through them. And I think that'll be an awesome, really cool thing to have some really cool interviews. But I want to start with you guys because you guys, you're the important ones. This is all about you, right? So I think we've got some really cool ideas. I've got some, but I don't want this to be, you know, the Joe show. It's not, I didn't start this podcast by saying, yo, what's up? Welcome to the Joe show. That's a cool name. Yeah, nah, we'll keep it Foundation Nation. It's about you. You guys are the Foundation Nation. Everything that we do here, everything that I do, everything that my leaders do that pertains to the church and the youth, man, it's all about you guys. Everything. Every bit of it. So I want to go over, and this episode is really kind of an update of what you can expect, not only from the podcast, but from me and from your other youth leaders and from your youth group. And so I want to go over a couple of things that we've got coming up that I'm really, really excited for. So in June is the farthest out that we're going to jump for right now. In June, we have youth camp. Now, if you've heard the announcements, that's awesome. But I'm going to make the announcement now, and then I'll make announcements again and again so you guys don't forget. But June 21st through the 25th, that's youth camp, guys. It's $255 a student, which I know can be expensive, but you pay your deposit up front. Once your deposit is paid, that's $100. You lock in your spot for $100. The price doesn't change after that. All you owe left is $155, and that covers everything at camp. You don't have to pay extra for anything. The food is covered. Your rooms are covered. So everything is good. But I know it can be a bit expensive. So what I want you guys to do, and I'll have plenty of camp forms available for you. I want you to take a camp form. And even if you're just going to pray about it, like you're interested in going to camp, I want you to take a camp form home. I want you to show it to your parents, talk to them a little bit. And if they have questions, hey, send them my way. Give them my number. All of you guys usually have my number. It's real simple. It's real easy. Just get them in contact with me and I will walk your parents through what camp is, why it kind of costs so much. Camp really hasn't gone up in cost a whole lot. Even when I was a student, it was around $230 a kid. And you guys have so much more stuff to do at camp than we did. Like what I had at camp pales in comparison to what you guys have at camp. This is a huge nationally recognized camp location, and it's owned by the Assemblies of God. So it's owned by our church organization. So they actually, you know, they get us a really good deal. There are companies who pay like $500. Some churches have to pay, you know, $300-$400 per person in order for them to come use our campground. And so, you know, we get a fairly good price on this. So you guys come experience camp. If you've never been to camp before, man, I highly encourage that you get to camp and you enjoy it. Man, nothing beats being surrounded by almost 1,000 other students who are there for the same reason as you, to worship Jesus and to have fun. That's what camp is about. It's so you can get away from everything else, go have fun, go worship Jesus, and fellowship with other people. Dude, you're going to build friendships that will last you a lifetime. I've got some students who always look forward to whenever we go to district events so that they can talk to friends that they met at camp or that they met at Fine Arts or that they met at some, you know, at Converge or some other district event. They're still friends. I mean, you guys have social media in a way that we never had social media when I was a kid. Dude, when Facebook wasn't really a thing. Like back in the day, we had to use MySpace. And I know some of you are like, what's that? MySpace was way cooler than Facebook. I don't know why it didn't last. I mean, it was super cool. Like you got to create a really cool custom page with music. Man, it was awesome. And then Facebook came along with all their little Farmville games and put MySpace out of business. Anyway, you guys have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have Snapchat, you have all of these ways to stay in touch with each other. That's awesome. You know, I barely had internet growing up. You know, I had the internet, like, if I wanted to get on the computer to work on a project, I had to be like, all right, guys, stay off the phone, because if somebody calls, it's going to cut the internet off. Like, that was the worst. I am so glad that those days are over. But you guys, you can develop these relationships at camp. You're going to have so much fun. And if you're really, really interested, man, reach out to me. Reach out to my wife, Miss Melissa, or reach out to any of our leaders, and we can absolutely get you set up on the track to being able to get to camp. If you wind back just a little bit, there is going to be Fine Arts, March 6th and 7th. And that's coming up quick because right now I'm recording this as of February 25th. So March 6th and 7th is only right around the corner here. I am super excited for Fine Arts. Man, I hope all of you guys that signed up for Fine Arts and are participating, I hope that you are practicing your skills and you are getting ready. So for those of you who don't know what Fine Arts is just this really cool program for students to take their skills and their gifts and their abilities based around an art and demonstrate those to people who have been trained and who have gone to college and who are a part of these programs. And what they're going to do is they're going to critique. And they're not there to judge you and tell you that, oh, dude, this looks really bad, or man, you sound like hot garbage. No, they're there to tell you, it's like, hey, you did good here, but here is where you can improve. And they're going to tell you no matter what. You can ask any of our students who've ever made it to National Fine Arts. They made it to National Fine Arts. There's still critiques on their page that said, hey, you did really good here, but you can do better here. And so that's what Fine Arts is all about. I'm really excited for the students who didn't sign up particularly for Fine Arts, but I felt the need to reach out an invitation because you guys have shown an interest in things that would pertain to Fine Arts. So, you know, I'm really excited for you guys to come and participate and just see what all happens at Fine Arts, because Fine Arts covers so many categories, from t-shirt design, painting, drawing, sculpting, singing, being in a band, being in a worship team, doing a duet, writing your own hip-hop songs, doing spoken word. Like, there are a ton of categories. If there's an instrument you play, there's a category in which you can go to Fine Arts in. And it's really, really cool. They do sign language, the biggest one every year, and the one that every one of our students always wants to go and watch, but for some reason, no one ever wants to participate in, because it can be a bit intimidating, is human videos. Human videos are really cool. You pick a good song, like a really good song that has a story or a message to it, and you create your own live music video that explains the story. You never say anything. All you're doing is you're acting out according to the way that the song is, and you're kind of telling that story. And it's always really, really cool to go and watch those. But I'm really excited because, like I said, they cover a ton of categories. If you feel called that you want to preach one day, they have a short sermon category for you to go and have other qualified ministers listen to you so that you can get some feedback and some experience on, hey, you did great here, but you can do a little bit better here. They have a children's category where you create a lesson plan for kids. I'm really excited about that because I love working with kids, not just teenagers, but younger students. I like working with younger students because they're way less drama than you guys. I'm not really kidding at all. Like, they're simple. Like, they're so much easier to deal with. I love working with you guys. That's why I specifically do work with teens, but I like working with kids too. And this is a category I didn't even know existed until up to last year. And we have a student who already leads our children's department, and she's going to be going to participate in this category, and I'm really excited to see what they've got going on there. And so Fine Arts is going to be an awesome, amazing time. I highly suggest that if you didn't sign up for Fine Arts this year and you feel led that you've got some sort of artistic ability and talent, hey, get signed up. They're not there to judge you and tell you that you're not any good. They're there to help you get better. Now, if we go forward a little bit in time, March 12th, you guys are going to be on spring break. We're going to have a couple of things planned, a couple of days. We're just going to get together and have a gym night. However, on March 12th, there's going to be a Speed the Light night. I am huge into Speed the Light. I love Speed the Light. A little background on what Speed the Light does is, in general, Speed the Light is a student-driven and a leader-oriented or a leader-guided program. So you guys, you're the driving force behind it. You're like the engine and the wheels that keep this Speed the Light vehicle going. And all I do is I sit behind the steering wheel and make sure that we don't run it into a tree. And so I'm super excited about our Speed the Light night. So our Speed the Light night is going to be $20 a student. And it may seem a little bit high, but there's going to be a lot that is going to pertain to that. So For the Speed the Light night, there's going to be games, there's going to be food, all of that is covered in the cost. We're going to have some tournaments, may have some prizes there, so, you know, there's going to be a little bit of cost there, and we're really raising money for Speed the Light. On top of that, you guys are going to be making your very own custom Speed the Light t-shirts. I've already created mine, I've gotten a ton of compliments on it, it looks super cool. Everybody's going to create one, it can look similar to mine, it can look completely different to mine, it's completely up to you what you want to do with your shirt. But we just want to leave it Speed the Light oriented, because whenever you wear something, it's an indication of something that you stand behind and something that you support or something that you like. For instance, right now, I'm wearing a Marvel Comics t-shirt. I like comic books. I'm a comic book nerd. My office here is filled with all sorts of Batman stuff, Ninja Turtles, Dragon Ball Z, you know, Star Wars. I'm a big nerd, and so I have, like, nerdy stuff that I like to wear. I'm wearing a North Texas District hat because our church falls into the North Texas District, and I'm super big into supporting our North Texas District. And so when people see me, they look and see what I'm wearing, and they know that I support this. So I'm super excited about creating these t-shirts so that you guys can wear it and people can get excited. They're going to see these t-shirts and be like, oh, that's cool. Where did you get that shirt? Then you can go into this really cool story about, you know, hey, I created this shirt, and this shirt is for Speed the Light. But you're going to need to know what Speed the Light is for, right? You're going to need to know what Speed the Light is about. Speed the Light is all about speeding the light. And the light is the good news of Jesus Christ and his salvation. And we want to get it across the globe as fast as we can. We want to get it there as quickly as possible. That's what Speed the Light means. We want to get the light of Jesus to every corner of the world, and we want to do it fast. And the more money that we can raise, the faster we can get it out there. So Speed the Light really lots of times goes towards things like vehicles. Lots of missionary vehicles are all provided by Speed the Light, which is really, really cool when you think about that. They're going to be traveling all over into different third world countries, and they're going to need specific vehicles. And it's not just vehicles, guys. It's not just like an SUV. There's Speed the Light missionaries who get dirt bikes. They have dirt bikes because they're going up on these dirt, these mountain trails that they can't get a vehicle in. And they're going up into these villages, and they're taking food, and they're taking water, and they're taking clothes, and they're helping these people out. They're going to be, sometimes they're taking medicine, that sort of stuff, and they're there to help people out, and they're going to need vehicles. It's really cool. In the Middle East, sometimes they get camels or horses. Well, that'd be awesome. I want to be a missionary just so I can, like, have a Speed the Light camel. How cool would that be? And so Speed the Light, lots of times what they do is they provide vehicles, or they'll provide projectors, anything that has to do, well, lots of times with transportation. That's a lot of what Speed the Light does. But there's a special Speed the Light project going on right now. And this is the Speed the Light project that we're supporting with our Speed the Light giving. So right now, we are trying to raise $2,000 for Speed the Light. Man, I know we can do this. As a matter of fact, right now, you guys, and including other people's extra giving, we are at over $700 towards Speed the Light. Our goal is $2,000. We're coming up on March. March is a quarter of the year, and we're already more than a quarter ahead of our goal. That is awesome, guys, but we're going to have to buckle down, and we're going to have to do awesome stuff to continue to be able to meet our goals and to hit what they're looking for. So the Speed the Light project that we're supporting is right now, Speed the Light has teamed up with another mission program, and they're digging freshwater wells in Kenya. Guys, there are people on the other side of the planet who are dying of thirst, and even worse, they're dying of unclean drinking water. Every 18 seconds, someone dies from a waterborne illness from drinking unsafe drinking water. And there's something that we can do about it. Now, we can load up and take all of our money and spend all of our money, travel over there and buy the equipment and start digging these wells ourselves. Or, hear me out, we can sponsor somebody who already does that. Now, I don't have the money to be able to travel to Kenya to buy the equipment and to build a fresh water well, but I can help support somebody who does that. Okay, so we did a thought experiment one time, and I just want to do a refresher on that. So you're walking down a sidewalk with people, and they're going both ways, to and from, and there's a swimming pool, and as you walk by the swimming pool, there's a small child drowning. You're wearing your best outfit, and you don't have time to take these clothes off to jump in. You know that if you're going to save this child, it's going to ruin your clothes. Everybody always unanimously says, yeah, absolutely, it's totally worth saving a life to sacrifice what I'm wearing. That's a no-brainer. But let's say now that the child is 100 yards away, a football field away from you, and in between you and that child is a muddy field, and you can hear the screams and you can see the splashing, and you know that there's no time to waste. You're wearing your best clothes and you're going to have to sprint through this muddy field to get to the other side to save this child. Would you still do it? And everyone always still answers, yes. Yes, I would sacrifice what I have right now to save somebody, to save that child. What if they were a mile away and you had the exact amount of time to get there and save them? I know that seems a bit of a long stretch, but everybody always says the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. If I could save somebody by doing something as simple as that, I would do it. Now, what if that child was on the other side of the world and they were dying of thirst, or they were dying because they drank unclean water where some animal used the restroom in or took a bath in, and there's something that you could do about it? Would you do something about it? And the answer should be yes. But how much are we willing to do? And that's what Speed the Light is all about. It's about us pushing through and doing the right thing. And so I'm a huge, huge fan of Speed the Light. So I encourage each and every one of you, and this is not just for our students. I open this up for anybody. If you're out there and you hear me talking about this Speed the Light event, and you want to come make your own Speed the Light t-shirt, and you want to donate to Speed the Light through our youth group, awesome. Let's make a difference. Let's help somebody that we will probably never, ever, ever see in our entire lives. But because of us, they can have a life. They can have that fresh drinking water that gets them through the day. In Kenya, people have to travel hours, up to 4 to 6 hours a day, just to get dirty drinking water. And right now, we're teamed up with an organization that can get them so much closer to fresh, clean drinking water. Speed the Light is a huge thing for me. It really touches my heart. And so right now, I'm just really wanting you guys to get a part of that. Outside of this t-shirt idea, I've got other events that I want to plan and that I'm really, really excited about. I've talked to a couple of students about it, and they're super excited about those ideas. But here's what I really want. I want you guys to give me ideas. You see, because this is supposed to be student-driven, not me-driven. Once again, this isn't the Joe Show. This is the Foundation Show. This is Foundation Nation, and I want you guys to be a key part of that choice. So I want you guys to reach out. I want you guys on our social media to be like, hey, Pastor Joe, or just come up to me, Pastor Joe, I got this really good idea to do a fundraiser for Speed the Light. And let's do it. Let's make a difference. The whole theme of Speed the Light this year is unconventional. You see, Jesus took an unconventional route from everyone else. He lived a sinless life. Everyone else lived a life full of sin. So he was unconventional and lived a sinless life. Everybody else was living a life for themselves. Jesus lived a life for you. That was unconventional. No one else was doing that. Jesus went to a cross and died for you. Unconventional. So we don't have to do things in a conventional way that everyone else is doing it. Jesus didn't call us to be conventional. He didn't call us to be a faceless person in a crowd. He called us to be leaders. He called us to be unconventional, to stand out. Leaders stand out. By the very definition of what a leader is, people need to see you, which means you can't be part of the crowd. You have to stand out in front of everybody else. Be a leader. Let's make a difference in Speed the Light. I know Speed the Light is the thing I've talked about the most during this episode, but it really is a huge draw for me because I've been to these countries. I've never been to Kenya, but I've been to the Middle East where drinking water is few and far between. You have to have water shipped in. You can't get clean drinking water where you're at. Guys, let's make a difference. Let's be the difference that we want to make. Man, I love you guys. You guys are amazing. I think you've been doing such a good job up to this point. Let's do an even better job. And I'm here to help. Our leaders are here to help. I want to leave you with this. God loves you. He created you. He didn't create you to be like everybody else. He created you to be you. He created me, Joseph Fleeter, to be Joseph Fleeter. He didn't create me to be like you. We may have similar callings in our lives, but the way that God wants me to do things is the way that He calls me to be me. You are special. You are the apple of God's eye. Three things, guys. First, love God with everything that you are. Second, love your neighbor like you would love yourself. And the third one makes that second one more important. Love yourself. God created you. Man, there's no room in your heart for hate towards yourself. Love yourself. God loves you. You love you. I love you guys. Peace.